Well, praise the Lord.
Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We were able to get on after all. Ooh, it's been a journey. Welcome to Dr. V with Love, our special segment tonight, Genesis Talks with Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya. Prophetess Tanya is in the wings waiting. She's been waiting for a little bit as we had some technical difficulty getting on the show tonight, but we are on now and we are waiting her to come and join us. But in the meantime, I just want to welcome you again to our new series here. It is about discipline if you don't know. Yes, and we're so excited about this new series, and we want you to join in. We're going to probably be here a few more weeks. We got a special guest coming on right after 4th of July, and he's been on before. He's coming on again. He is going to talk to us about being disciplined in your writing. Oh, my goodness, and that's going to be a very special segment as well. So we want you to stay tuned and join us. Call in. The number to call in is 347-838-9054. That's 838-9054. And we're just looking forward to you joining us on our calls. Our calls are just, you know, absolutely important to us so we can get that immediate feedback. You know what I mean? It's nothing like getting that immediate feedback to let you know that we are in your zone. Amen. You are with us, and the topic is relevant to who you are and what you're all about at this time. And so we thank God that you would just take the time when we're on live to join us and really join the conversation. We don't mind if you listen to us archived. That's a beautiful thing. We want you to do that. Listen to us archived. But we also want you to, whenever you can, and as often as you can, we want you to listen to us archived. Not only archive, but listen to us live as well, okay? So, again, if you want to call in, if you just tune in to us, call in to 347. Call in to 347-838-9054. And when you do that, you'll be able to join the conversation. And we want you to join the conversation, okay? Please join the conversation. Our conversation for this series is Genesis Talks About My Disciplined Lifestyle. And again, Prophetess Tanya is going to join us as soon as possible. And when she joins the talk, then we also invite you to join as well. And so just know that this program is going to deal with so many different areas of our lives, and we want you to participate in all those areas. Again, coming up is My Disciplined Life in My Writing. We're going to talk in general tonight about our disciplined life in our own personal lives as a relationship to our own well-being. You know, the Bible tells us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And so we're going to talk about being disciplined about loving on ourselves, taking care of ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even financially. All of those areas are very important. And so we just want to thank you for joining us. We want you to join us as often as you can, and we want you to have input. Now, let's do what we normally do, and we do this without apology. We pray from a Christian perspective, and we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to bless the broadcast. And so we are going to go ahead and pray now. We ask you to join us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, Father. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us. We thank you for being so merciful. We thank you, Lord God, for this is a day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice this Monday and be glad in it. It's almost Tuesday, but we're going to rejoice even now, the last 15 to 20 minutes left in this day. We're going to end like we started, with a praise on our lips. Amen? Can we do that? Father, we just thank you that we have liberty to do that because our lives, oh God, our lives are here in you, Father. And without you, certainly we can do nothing. And so we want, Father God, for you to really bless the broadcast and use Prophetess Tanya and myself to be a blessing to all that are listening. This topic, being disciplined, Father, we know came straight from you. It's on your heart, so it's on our hearts. And Father, you told us so often in the Word of God that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We believe that, Father God. So strengthen Prophet Tanya and I tonight to bring forth this topic with clarity, and even over the whole series, Father, let us touch the bases that need to be touched on. Those things, Lord God, that need to be perfected in us, Father God. Those things, Lord God, that still need to be worked out in us. Let us be fluent to your spirit and to your heart about the topic, Lord God, that the saints of God might be strengthened, Lord God, and built up and, you know, be better disciples because we have become more disciplined in our lives, Father God. Your word tells us to be diligent in business. And that in the business of taking care of ourselves and improving ourselves so that we might be a better witness for you. You know, how awesome can that be? So we need the Holy Spirit to do that, and we thank you, Lord God, for the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, not only on this broadcast, but in our lives individually and collectively for your glory. Now to the precious name of Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we praise you and we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, hey, there you are. Thank you. Thank you for your patience and holding on as we were able to get on finally to the broadcast. Had a couple of things happening all at once, right at the top of the hour. While I have you on, I always want to add an addendum to that prayer. Just heard at the top of the hour that another one of my relatives in Omaha, Nebraska, has gone on to be with the Lord, a young person. So we just want to lift up my brother, Curtis West, and his family, his children, his grandchildren there in Omaha, Nebraska. Might their hearts be encouraged tonight by the Lord. Might the Holy Spirit be ever the comforter in their lives tonight. And as we as family members, you know, gather together to encourage and support, might the Holy Spirit continue to just lead us and to guide us in the way as we grieve the loss of our loved ones. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we praise you and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Prophetess Tanya. It seems like it's been too long, right?
Yeah, right. It's been a long time. Yeah. How are you, Dr. V?
I am good. I've had a lot going on over the last weekend. My husband was ordained as a deacon at his church on yesterday, so we had a full day yesterday, and then there's a full family day today and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, God is, you know, he is a keeper. I can say that. And as I was telling the audience on last Monday, I said, God will always use me pretty much as a witness to whatever topic that he puts on our heart to share that's there. So I'm learning each and every day how to become more and more disciplined, as it were, and going through it live. So that's all I can say about that one at this point. And how are you today?
You know, I'm doing good today. Today has been a very good day. I'm overjoyed. Overjoyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read a post this morning earlier where you said, I've got a lot done today, and that was just me there. I go, woo, she's soaring. And very few people can say before 12 o'clock, I've got a lot done today.
Yeah. Okay. I had dinner cooked before. Dinner was done by actually about 10:15 this morning. Mm-hmm. I was serious. I'm like, okay, we don't We don't cook when it's really hot because the heat is something else. But I'm like, got it all done. It feel, actually, it felt good. I'm like, this is what my grandmother used to do. This is how you do it.
Well, I had one of those days. I told my family, I said, this is a Lily Swampter cookout day. My mom, she's very good at this. I'm sure your mom was too. She can go in the refrigerator. You look at the refrigerator and it looks like it's hardly nothing in it. The cupboard looks like it's hardly nothing in it. But she'll go and take the nothing, very little nothing, and she'll put all that very little nothing together and come out and be feasting. And everybody around the table go like, this is really good. This is so good. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I thank God for those gifts, those generational gifts, where you learn how to put a little something together, and I guess you put a little love in it too, and that just makes
That's
it
right.
even better, right?
That's right. That's
I want to share that with our listening audience tonight, because it's part of being a disciplined, having a disciplined life, you know, to go in. My mom used to tell us, you can always make it on what's left. And so what was left in my freezer, you know, this is the day before payday, so, you know, you get to buy groceries tomorrow, you know, fill your refrigerator back up and that kind of thing. But we had a pack of meatballs in there. I don't know how long they've been in there for a long time. I mean, just kind of like, you know, we just went to everything else but that. So that was left. I had a half a cabbage left from, I cooked half of it late last week, maybe Thursday. Last week, and I only did half the cabbage, and I had done. This has been up there a long time, so you could. This is going to really reveal to everyone that I'm a real Southern girl, right? You know how you have a ham, and you get down to the bone part, but there's still some little meat parts of it left, but there's just still too much meat on there for you to just throw it away. So you put it up in the freezer, right? And you take it down from time to time and add it to your different greens and cabbages or whatever like that. Well, I had a little bone that had been up there for forever. So I used a little bit last week in the cabbage. But I still had some of that cabbage left from the last week with a lot of those little chips of meat in it. I said, shoot, I'm going to take this juice from this cabbage and throw the new cabbage up in that other half up in there. And we're going to go with that. So I put that together. And then I had a little pack of shrimp left in the freezer, too. And my husband loves rice. He can eat rice every day. I think, I swear to God, he must be half Asian or something. I don't know. So I had to fix in this traditional pot of rice. So I threw those shrimp up in there, saute them out a little bit, threw them in there with the rice, and fix a pan of cornbread. I know my family, they love the Nana's cornbread. So I have a grandkids over, too. So we had the cornbread, we had the cabbage with the ham pieces in it, and we had the shrimp and the rice and some good old, you know, Nana's tea. And so that's what we had to drink. Nana's tea was pretty strong tonight. I had to water that thing down a little bit for the kids.
Uh-oh.
Everybody around the table was going like, this is good, this is good. And my grandson really loved the, and the meatball, right? I put them in a pan in the oven. Someone had told me, one of my spiritual daughters said, because her meatballs are always good, and we always request them when we have a meal out, some kind of celebration. So I said, what you put in these meatballs make them, you know, taste so good? She said, the key to it is you add a little grape jelly to the sauce. I said, really? So I remembered that. So I added the grape jelly to the hickory smoked barbecue sauce. Mix that up in there together, shake it together, put it in a Pyrex bowl, you know, all one layer. And, of course, it's the frozen kinds that are already done. You just got to heat them up for 15, 20 minutes. So I put that hickory smoked honey on that and mix that grape jelly up in there. And I let them cook for maybe about 45 minutes. You know how we Southern people overcook stuff. That's what we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? We had 20 more. When we branded it ourselves, you know, put a little garlic sauce and a little cayenne sauce on there and some Tony Pizzeria. So it was seasoned, like, really, Southern. So everybody around the table was eating. It was quiet. You know it's good when it's quiet. All you can hear is, this is good. This is good. So that was the dinner where made off of what was left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
All right. So much for being disciplined in the kitchen.
Man, you did good, though, because I would have been like, oh, okay, where's my cookbook? Let me find my...
Girl, I went up in the memory bank and go, okay, somebody told me this, my mama would have done that, you know. Trying to remember you know, a little bit of your roots as you go along, go forward.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so listen, tonight, for the next time that we have left, we're still in the introductory phase, Prophet Daniel, of introducing the topic of my disciplined life. This there. And I think, I don't know if you saw it, I put a post up earlier up on Facebook that talked about, let me go to my crystallized thought for the day because I thought it was so profound, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how you get up early in the morning and the Holy Spirit speaks through you kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
So we went there this morning. I'm pulling it up now. And so I let it roll out what the Spirit had for me, right, and about this discipline topic. And so, okay, I'm almost there. And so we want to start from that point. It says, the shape I am in today,
okay,
has everything to do with the decisions that I made yesterday, last week, the decisions I made last month, last year, and perhaps as long as 10 years ago. However, today, embracing discipline, my tomorrow could reflect the decision I made to commit to a more disciplined lifestyle. I am Dr. V, and I endorse my own words. That was my saying this morning. And I found this picture with this big I with quotations in the front of the word I. So I thought, okay, this will get me going this morning. But I thought about that, and I want to talk about it for a few minutes, from the perspective of, you know, when we wake up one morning with a resolve in our hearts, Prophet Daniel, to become more disciplined, I believe it is because we've looked at our todays and found out, you know, looked at what shape our affairs are in, both personally, you know, and physically, emotionally, and financially. We just looked at the state of affairs of ourselves. You know how the president, every once in a while, he gives a State of the Union address. When we give a State of Me address, we look at how things are from a real perspective. Like they say, keep it at 100, we look at the shape of things. And we say, you know what? I can look and see in my life that I have made some decisions, good, better, and different, to bring me to this present state of being. And I didn't just make these decisions yesterday. Some of these decisions were made last week, like I said, last month, last year, or even 10 years ago. And I never went back to address, you know, and to see if that decision I made was good for me. I just kind of like let it ride, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm in the state that I'm in. And again, it could be good, bad, or indifferent. That's that. But we are the sum total of the decisions that we have made, particularly from our adult perspective. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say sum total. Some things we were led into, so we made a decision to follow Christ, and it will make you question, you know, did I make the right decision? But overall, yeah, he gave us the free will to choose. So, yeah, I agree. I agree with that, yeah.
Right. Like I said, we made some decisions, and then I thought, well, you know, people may not draw a direct line from discipline, from decision to discipline. But when we really look at it very carefully, when we make a decision and we follow up on that decision that we have made, we are developing, you know, based on that decision, a course of action to take. We're developing a pathway. We're developing a way to flow or go, as it were. And if we remain committed to that direction or that way or attitude or being, state of being, again, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, there is going to be at some particular time a definitive result from that decision. You know, really one day, biblically, we'll start there and we'll draw it into today. One day some lepers decided that they were starving, they were hungry, and the place that they were in, it was no more food, but they could look over to a city that had been left abandoned, and they said, listen, why sit we here and die? Wow. You know, if we stay here, we're going to die. If we go down there, we may fall into a particular situation, but at least we know there's some food there, so why sit we here and die? Let's go and take our chances. And I think that on some level, in order for us to make a decision to move forward or anything like that, we kind of on some level make a decision. I can't stay here. I got to go somewhere else in order to get what I needed. Okay? Some of us go that way, you know, facing risks or facing the consequences and say that, you know what? I'd rather face, you know, accept my place there, because I know if I stay here, I'm going to die. So let me just take a chance and go. And in that particular story in the Bible, you know, it ended up well. But sometimes we make a decision where we are to leave where we are, but where we want to go hasn't been, you know, investigated enough. Hasn't been, you know, there is, we just don't have enough information, good information, to go in that direction. And it might end up in certain destruction for sure.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
So I wanted us to look at discipline from all, you know, perspectives, as it were, as much as we can exhaust this particular topic, because again, it's not just discipline, it's from a disciplined lifestyle. In other words, let's begin to examine how we make decisions, because we know it's the decisions that we make that lead us down a path, like I said earlier, good, bad, or indifferent, lead us somewhere or take us somewhere. And where we're going, is it an elevation? Is it, are we making some move in a direction of some place of improvement, whether it's from our own physical, personal state of being, whether it's from a career state of being, entrepreneurial state of being, you know, spiritual state of being, you know, wherever it's going to take us, you know, let's examine how focused. Let me see, and that's the lack of a better word. I'm going to come up with a better word than that, too. But not only just being focused, but how, from a quality decision to an expected end or expected result. Even the Bible tells us, listen, I know my thoughts. And I was going to back up into that, too. I know my thoughts toward you, Jeremiah 29:11. They're thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a hope and to give you a future. So God is telling us in his word that the decision that he's made about our lives is that he's going to think thoughts that are for our good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that every decision that we made is a direct result of us thinking in a certain way about what the outcome might be. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to shut up for a second and let you get your foundational in on there. Because, you know, when God gives me something in a developmental stage, I'm trying to look at it from all angles right here, and I don't want to leave anything out, and I don't want to just leave it up to my perspective, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, since we're in a new day, a new phase, it's like that's mm-hmm. how the scripture constantly tells us to renew the spirit of our minds, or because you can't make it's hard to do a new thing in a antiquated system unless it's God directed. So yeah, we have to think differently, and that's causing for, like you said, to look at it at all angles. When you're in your 20s, it's cute to do certain things. But as you develop mm-hmm. and get older, and we need to have wisdom, you know, we have to look at everything from different ways. The Bible calls it being prudent. You know, do mm-hmm. research. And the scripture talks about how when you get ready to build, you need to count the cost before you mm-hmm. build. You know, take your time. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, and I have to say this because since we live in such a fast-paced society, you know, when you're trying to make good decisions, you shouldn't be rushed, because mm-hmm. you have to make sure that it's a solid. It's about quality now. It's about quality,
right.
having a quality of life, and it doesn't matter where, you know, where you live. If you can have peace, you know, peace
mm-hmm.
and joy, that's quality of life. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a renewal of our minds and being prudent, being wise. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. You know,
yeah.
the Bible tells us, oh, in Philippians, whatever things are true, whatever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, you know, if there be any good report, it tells us to what? Think on these things.
Yeah.
So that, I know we started late, and so we really virtually ran out of time for this particular segment, but I wanted to begin to stir the minds of our listeners toward this particular My Discipline Lifestyle series, and encourage them to have input, encourage them to call in next Monday night. I promise you, it was all intention. It was going to start at 11 o'clock on the hour on time. But call in the 347-838-9054. We kind of laid the groundwork a little bit tonight and on last week about what we're going to talk about. We expect you to join the conversation and to also bring to the table, when you do call in, some of your perspectives. We're going to integrate the disciplines in as well in terms of some specific areas, like coming up very soon, the next week or so, we'll have Reverend Melvin to come on, and he's going to be talking about my disciplines as a writer that's there. And Tanya and I are both excited about that because we're both writers. You know, we'll be writers and publishers that's there. So we're excited about that. But we've noticed, we've talked on and off air about our challenges sometimes to be to flow in our writing and to put writing, you know, at a place to where we can become, you know, not only consistent, but that we draw it all the way out and get it published, because it's one thing for us to hear it in our hearts and our spirits and pen it or sing it or what have you, but to get it to a larger market so that God might be glorified in that. So again, I want to invite you to go along with us in this series and give us feedback. I'll be posting things throughout the week about being disciplined that's there. And if there's a particular area in your life that you would like to become more disciplined in, and then give us that input, and we'll try to bring some support strategies on the air live so that may help you to become more disciplined in your life. Just there, the Bible tells us clearly that we should study to show ourselves approved workmen and women that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing His word. Well, you know, that's general, but it's not so much general. When you study, God's word is supposed to bring about, and it's designed to bring about a wisdom, not just for spiritual things, but for the whole of our lives. You know, when we read Proverbs, it tells us so many ways that we should live, the company we should keep, the thoughts that we have, the way we should trust, and how we should lean, all those kind of things. So the Word of God in itself, if we read it and take it to heart, it will improve our disciplines and ways of thinking and thought, and it will also give us a change of, change the trajectory of our path to a path that will give us more positive results. I believe that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Tanya, I always ask you this because I know that you're always in, you know, on creative mode, but You know, if you don't have anything tonight, and I doubt that you would not have anything, but we just want to ask you to close us out with something creative. You know, just let it roll out of that creative spirit of yours just there to close us out tonight. And again, next Monday, we're going to be on the money. Joe and I figured out this. We have a new studio board and that kind of thing, so I'm figuring out, you know, how to get on here faster and on the money, so let's do that. But go ahead and close us out with something meaty to think about this week.
Sure. This poem I just wrote last night is called Out of the Ashes. God promised her beauty for ashes, and out of the ashes she arises like the phoenix emerging from dismal to bliss. Fortified in certainty, not going to miss the wilderness or the cave of complacency, out of the ashes she rises. Emerging with her God-given splendor, unapologetically believing in her possibility, for the lover of her soul promised, and what he promised shall come to pass. And when I see her, I see me. When I read about her, I write this poetry, for she is me, endowed with wisdom. She is me. It's not tribal, it's revival. Honey thoughts burst forth, honeycomb speeches burst forth, girl, burst forth. Speak it, preach it, be it. She is me.
Wow. I love it. You go, girl.
Thank you.
If I had 1 ounce of that creativity that you have, that is all. She is me. I love that. Well, I know each of you would like to have that in its published form, and so stay tuned. Next week, I'm going to make sure that Prophetess Tanya have enough time to give us exactly how we can begin to acquire some of her works and have some of her creative writings and singing. She does all that kind of good stuff. She writes, she sings, you know, and all that kind of good stuff. Next week, we're gonna, at the top of the hour, we're going to, you know, get all that down so they can have fluid access to us. How about that? Father, we
all
thank
right.
you tonight for this broadcast and brief, Father, and thank you for the topic, My Disciplined Lifestyle. Might the Holy Spirit continue to flow through Prophetess Tanya and myself and our special guests so that we might be a blessing to your people. It has been our pleasure to bring to each of you Dr. V with Love, our special segment, Genesis Talks with Dr. V and Prophetess Tanya. Until next week, have a fantabulous week. Remember how much God loves you and spread that love around as well. It's in Jesus' name we praise you and we pray. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.